I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. An inmate spends decades on death row waiting for his execution. Then he's cleared of the crime and released. Yep, that's happened several times here in the U.S., but last week, unusually, it happened in Japan. 78-year-old Iwao Hakamada served 48 years on death row before his release. David McNeil is up on the case. He's Japan correspondent for The Independent. He also wrote Dead Man Walking, Japan's Death Penalty for the Asia-Pacific Journal. We reached him at his office in Tokyo. So David explained this story. Hakamada serves 48 years waiting for his execution. He had been the longest-serving death row inmate in the world. What brought about his release?
Well, his defense counsel had been arguing for years that some of the evidence used to convict him, notably blood-stained clothes, was not actually his. And eventually the science caught up with that. DNA tests were able to prove conclusively that the blood that was on those clothes was indeed not his. And finally, a judge recognized last week that this was a very flawed case. Now, what's really interesting, I think, in this particular instance, is that one of the three judges who did convict in 1968 immediately said that he thought the case was flawed. And in fact, 6 months after that, he resigned because he was so disturbed by the verdict. And he became a campaigner against the death penalty. So despite all that, it took all this time for them to free Hakamada-san, which is quite remarkable.
So will Hakamada be exonerated or will he be retried?
Well, I think all the evidence points to the fact that he will be exonerated. I think even the justice ministry in Japan, which is not known for its sensitivities, we'll see that politically, if nothing else, this is a very charged case. You know, to put an elderly man who has been cooking away in a solitary cell for all these years back on trial, a man, by the way, who was probably mentally ill, would not be a good move.
What was the crime Hakamada was tried for originally?
He worked in a soy factory, and the boss was murdered along with his family, four people in total. It was an awful crime, and he was immediately fingered by the police, probably because he was a kind of a rough character. He was a boxer, uneducated, not very well able to defend himself.
You know, a lot of critics say Japan's death penalty is cruel because it's so secretive. I mean, Hakamada woke up every morning for the past four-plus decades wondering if this would be the day. How does Japan justify this emotionally taxing detail in their use of the death penalty?
The excuse that the Justice Ministry gives for this sort of extraordinary treatment is that, and this is a quote directly from them, they want to not disturb the peace of mind of the inmates, that the people who are in prison, who've been punished for crimes, should reflect on what they've done.
And also, Japan hangs death row inmates, and it seems like a very ritualistic process.
In fact, they've never really experimented with anything else, unlike America. They've never tried the electric chair. They've never tried the gas chamber. They just hang people. The prisoner is brought to the execution chamber, and he's usually told he's going to meet somebody or he's going to an office, and he meets a Buddhist priest or a priest of his own, and then he's hung.
The Japanese government has always said there is a huge support there for the death penalty among Japanese. Do polls or other research bear that out?
Well, this is a controversial subject. Yes, you're right. Generally speaking, the published polls that we see in newspapers tend to show very high support. It's something like 80 to 90%. But there has been a number of reports. And what they're saying is that the questions are very misleading. If somebody was guilty of murdering an entire family of people, would you support a death penalty in that case? The questions tend to be those kind of leading questions, and there doesn't seem to be, as far as we can tell, any acknowledgement that mistakes are possible. Mm. And a great number of cases in Japan are still determined by confessions, and we must note that there is a cultural predilection in Japan to confess for your crimes. And the other is that it has an extraordinarily high conviction rate. It's about 99%. So basically, if you get arrested and you get held for any crime, you're very, very unlikely to be freed. And that makes the death penalty a particular problem here because mistakes are very costly indeed.
Yeah. David McNeil, the Japan correspondent for the Independent newspaper in London. Thanks so much for your time.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for having me.